debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Starting a little late. I don't need your bullshit.
Oh, you're late. You're late. Started late.
I know. It's not like we ran a little late with Matt Arroyo, and then we had a meeting, and then, yes, I needed a snack. So I had to get a snack because I didn't want to be more of a bitch than I am now. So we're all settled, ready to go. I'm sorry we're starting yet. You know, instead of 10:15, pretty much 11 a.m. I'm sorry. We're probably not going to get the views that we usually do, but we're here now, and we're going to give you an hour. Dumb bitch. That's the first thing I see.
I didn't mean to type that. I'm sorry.
That's the first thing. I fucking see. This is why I have problems with y'all and problems with myself. But it's fine. It's a 3-day weekend. Boy,
yeah.
Do I get a boner over a 3-day weekend. Do you prefer a Friday off or a Monday off? I vote Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the fucking, because usually you get Sunday scaries and you're like, I got no worries.
Yeah,
I'm good.
You can like hang out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can use Monday to recover.
Absolutely. Or you could just do a little day thing on Monday, you know, like you would on Sunday.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to worry about being home.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so nice.
O'clock.
It feels so good. And I'm a lot better about keeping off the grid on the weekend. So, you know, sometimes wars happen, get started, stop, whatever. And I don't really even... I know about it, but I don't dig like I dig during the week because I have to not sound like a Renaissance woman more than I usually do, even though many of you think that I am. So
myself included.
Oh, thank you.
What?
I did see a nice comment. Thank you. About my arms looking swole. I'm going to do arms today. I did legs yesterday. Oh, my God. Look at those anterior delts are just popping.
Whatever.
Anyways, I'm so sorry. I got distracted by my
roids.
My physique. Yes, I'm on Anavar. What do women usually take?
Anavar.
Is that it?
Absolutely.
Is that like the less aggressive?
Definitely.
Okay. And that just helps, obviously, with probably growth and recovery. I mean, they're all pretty much... I know they kind of do different shit, but it's all in the realm of getting bigger, getting stronger, and recovering faster. That's just how steroids work.
Yeah, but it's also... it helps...
Give you tits. Hey, well, you think I'd get tits if I took more hormones?
No.
Well, I mean, it happens with boys. They get bitch tits.
They get gynecomastia.
Yeah, but I mean, because they have more testosterone, aromatizes into estrogen. Do you think that could happen with me? Maybe I can grow a pair?
That's where you got to take aromatase inhibitors.
But if I don't take that?
Well,
sorry, I burped in the mic. Not the same as farting.
It's fucking gross.
Not the same as farting, so no one's going to get COVID.
No, just the
hip. I did take a COVID test the other day.
How'd it go?
I'm negative. Finally, negative is positive. Exactly. Like, that's a good thing. So, you know what? And we were talking about this the other day. It's so fucking annoying now. You can't even sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even. I sneezed, like, usually I sneeze maybe, like, what? Twice a day, twice every other day, something right. like that. I sneezed, like, six times, and I was like, fuck! Yeah. I have COVID now.
Yeah.
You can't even just, like, have a... Remember back in 2019 where you could just have the sniffles and go to work and everyone's like, you're gross, and then just laugh it off?
Right.
You can't do that anymore. Those days are fucking over.
Well, that same day that you were sneezing, I sneezed, like, twice at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the second time, literally, everyone looked at me like, you're killing us all. Why are you here?
Theo Von said it best. Comedian Theo Von. He goes, sneezing is the new N-word. Because everyone's yeah. like, what the yeah. hell?
Yeah.
Can't say that.
Well, I mean, it didn't help that I sneezed. I'm like, COVID!
Oh, or you sneezed and then you said the N-word. You can't do that.
Well, the C-word.
You're a hugger.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, okay. So you sneezed twice. Now, were you concerned that you had COVID?
Not at all.
But then we got news that someone we know has COVID.
Mm-hmm. That we were with?
That we were with on Friday. And I go, oh, interesting. His name is Big Red.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to him. He's doing all right. Family's okay. He said that he's the only one that's really getting symptoms.
I actually, last night, I wrote a text to him and then fell asleep before I sent it.
Well, at least you're sleeping now. We are going to talk about
sleep. So good last night.
Did you take any bars?
I did not.
This is all natural.
Well, let's not go that far.
Okay. I know what you did. You know what's been helping?
Actually, you don't, but okay.
I was thinking weed.
Well, yeah, that too.
But there was something else?
Yeah.
Was it something part of Bubba's setup?
There's some pills involved.
Okay, so just not a Xanny bar, but you were taking other bars?
Yeah, actually, it's...
Is Ambien?
Vitamins.
Okay, let's shut the fuck up.
But they're for sleep. They're sleeping vitamins.
Oh, like, is melatonin considered a vitamin?
Yeah.
It's just, I think that's a hormone. Is it a hormone? Am I making shit up that like I usually do? And then just say it with conviction and people believe me, which is super fun, by the way.
So I've been using supplements. There's a company called Gorilla Mind Sleep.
So what is it called?
Gorilla Sleep.
But what is in it?
It's like six or seven just fucking stupid ass fucking shit that probably
doesn't do
anything.
Maybe it's placebo Willy.
I'm sure it is.
Fuck, if that gets you to sleep, then by all means.
I'm not saying it really works. I'm not saying it works, nor do I recommend it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying I started taking it recently.
But you don't need a prescription or anything. It's just vitamin bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit that doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, I've slept fucking amazing all week. I'm getting my sleep confidence back, which is a thing now.
Yes.
Because for a while I lost it. I go, I just can't fall asleep. I have insomnia. I have problems going to bed. You know what's been really helping me? All week I've had dinner way earlier.
Yeah, that's what you said.
My last meal like 3 days in a row was like at 3 o'clock. Yesterday I ate pretty late. I ate at like 5:45.
Okay.
And so by the time I go to bed, I'm not bloated anymore. I'm not full. I'm regular Jones. And that has helped me tremendously because I've noticed if I eat too close to bedtime,
mm-hmm.
you got this bump in insulin and glucose. Your mind's going fucking wild.
Right.
I was good about eating my last meal, like I said, in the afternoon. And fuck, it really helped.
Now, I like doing that as well. My problem is lately I've been partaking at night. And some...
In what?
Herbs.
And spices?
No, not spices. Just herbs.
Just herbs?
Just herbs.
Like what? Like oregano, thyme?
Delta 9, I believe.
Mm. Guys, we got a pothead on our hands.
Yeah.
It's a problem. But that makes you sleep.
So I like to get hungry. Some weird vitamins, some weird herb that you get hungry on. I don't know.
Do you have like... But here's the thing, though. You're a very disciplined person, and you're probably the most disciplined person that, not that it comes naturally to, but I didn't expect you to be this disciplined this fast, because discipline, it takes a while to cultivate,
okay.
especially when it comes to lifestyle changes,
right.
and you're not used to it. You know, usually it's like you do sports when you're young, or you start working out, and you kind of, and then it builds up over time, and then it just becomes like a muscle that you have to use, and you're like, I can't eat right now. But for someone who suddenly decided, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to get healthy, and then boom, you were on that track, and you just like didn't really, you may have like allow yourself a treat, but you never went off the rails, like the name of this show, completely, or anything like that.
Nope.
So, to me, it's odd that you suddenly smoke weed and then that shit goes out the window. Does it? You say that you...
No, I get real hungry, but like...
But you don't have enough discipline to be like, no.
So, well, here's what I was thinking. Here's what I was going to say, though. I have to eat later because if I eat later and then do that, then I won't eat. Or if I do, it's a little tiny snack. If I ate at 3 and then did that at 6 or 7, I'd be eating another meal.
And you, there's no way that you could say no, Blitz, no.
Oh, I just wouldn't partake. If it got down to, hey, I'm gonna start eating meals at 3 o'clock, then I just wouldn't do that later.
So, weed gives you that bad of the munchies.
Yeah.
Okay, that you like literally, it's you're ravenous.
Yeah, but
it doesn't really do that for me.
Like I have to eat, but it doesn't have to be much necessarily. Lately, it's just been like hummus.
Okay.
Like some crackers and hummus, and not a whole lot, but still,
yeah.
It's
but even
eating.
If you get like full and you get bloated, I fucking hate that feeling. Yeah. And you wake up and you're just like, bleh. You just feel like, bleh. And you want to poop, you can't yet, and you gotta have coffee, and it's like 10 days, you know, whatever.
I didn't partake for like months because of that, and just lately I have been. Like almost every night, just because it's fun.
Uh-huh.
But like there'll be times where I'll take another like month off or two. Just
okay, because you're cycling.
Yeah,
you're cycling on and off marijuana.
Yeah.
Hey, I respect that. That's cool. But yeah, 3-day weekend coming up. Really excited about it. Mostly just because I don't have to wake up at 5.
Oh my god.
Because I don't have to wake up at 5. But boy, I mean. The way that you train yourself, I don't know about you, but like my body is just like, my mind is like, it's like the R. Kelly song. My mind is telling me no, but my body's like, get the fuck up. And I just pop out of bed. Boom.
Oh, this morning for me was bad. Like, cause I slept really good last night.
Mm.
My alarm went off this morning. I'm like, God, please, like, please just like 10 more. Like I need more sleep. And I slept good. But I was like, it was this morning.
How many hours?
Hard to get up. I don't know.
More than 7?
Yeah, probably 7 or
8.
Oof,
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
But I needed it because I haven't slept good this whole week. So.
Or your entire life. So you're making it up, making up for it. It says here, just because we're talking about sleep, might as well shoehorn it in because why the fuck not? Mm-hmm. It says it takes over a week to recover from 10 days of insufficient sleep. So you have 40 years to make up for the 40 years that you missed.
I can do that.
Good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
I do want to talk about this. It's really funny, you know, and this is kind of some like inside baseball stuff, but whatever, we're going to talk about it on the air. For the last, I don't know, several months, I've had someone who I used to work with, and by used to work with, I mean, I've met 3 times in passing at Cox, and this person was let go of Cox. And she likes to hit me up from time to time asking me if there's any openings, if Bubba's hiring, if I can put her in contact with Bubba. I'm like, that's the last thing I would ever do.
Right.
Is be like, hey, Bubba, I know you got a lot of shit on your plate, but this talentless, useless piece of shit keeps hitting me up. Would you like to check out her resume? So she hit me up when I was like drunk in Siesta Key, and I just went, fuck you. I'd rather hear from Big Red than you ask me for a job.
Did you actually reply?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just done.
Okay.
Because it's okay to hit someone up. If they say hit me up in 2 months, then follow through with whatever instructions.
Yes.
But she wanted to hit me up like every 3 weeks. And I'm sorry, there's just we're not hiring every fucking 3 weeks. This isn't like McDonald's or even worse. But you know, whatever job has like a really high turnover rate where it's like people in, people out, people in, people out. There's staying power. And then usually when people leave, a lot of times here, they don't get replaced or Jesus comes in and takes their job. So this chick has been hitting me up. I just didn't respond to her. And Will and I, my best bud Will, we were recording yesterday and he says, you know, he's making a joke about how I'm getting replaced because someone reached out to him on LinkedIn about the job and wants to be a co-host on this podcast, which is the podcast we do.
Okay.
And I go, he didn't say gender. He didn't say what they looked like. He didn't say fucking how he knew them. And I just said, I know who this person is. And he like gave me this look like the fuck you know who this person is.
Right.
I go, does the name start with a U? And his eyes just went like, what the fuck? I go, yeah, she's everywhere. She hit up Johnny B. Like, Johnny B's making hiring decisions for Cox Media. Wanting Will's job, and then hits up Will to take my job, and then hits up me to... Now, Will and I think that Will might be a better person than me, mm-hmm. which is obvious because apparently everybody is. Will, Blitz likes to say I'm evil, but he might be right. So I told Will, I said,
right.
Will was having some trepidation about like making fun of her. And I said, let's not make fun of her behind her back. Let's bring her on the podcast. You know, let's do that. Is someone choking the goats? What the fuck is that
noise?
That's
what I thought it was. So they're loading the race car into the trailer. So
with the gear oil or whatever?
You mean the bucket of gears?
Yeah, gears, sorry.
I got a bucket of gear?
Well, what's that spilled into the pond? Wasn't that gear oil?
It was gear oil, yes, you're right.
That's the thing.
No, you're right. But I think they're like turning it or it was like making a weird like goat yelling noise. That's why I took my headphone off.
Yeah. And then I heard what I thought was goat strangling.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, that's not good. I said feed the goat celery, not choke it out.
It's probably
but...
power steering or something.
Oh, okay. But Marmy Grunt, 114 bits. Thank you. So, you know, Will felt kind of bad about bringing this chick onto the show and, mm-hmm. You know.
To maybe... replace you.
Yeah. And I said, Will, he asked me, he's like, is this person a Renaissance person? I go, not clinically. So okay. we're in the clear.
Okay.
And what's really great about someone who is kind of not the smartest, maybe on the spectrum, but undiagnosed, you really need to be undiagnosed for something like this, is there's this sweet spot where you're an idiot, you're dumb, you're a moron. But then once it becomes clinical, once we start adding things like chromosomes, for
okay.
example,
right.
or like, you know, there's some sort of the doctor's pointed it out and it's on a now you're taking medication for
it's
it.
It's on a chart.
Right. Once it's recorded, it's off limits. But
yes.
if it isn't recorded or it's not diagnosed, then it's fair game. It's fair fucking game.
Sure.
And that's where this person is. And then I was trying to convince Will, we have to bring her on the show. Because not only does this person, like, I understand there's a dance you kind of have to do between being persistent and a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I've danced over that line before.
Yeah, that's how you got your job at Cox.
That's how I got at any job that I've ever gotten, pretty much. Is you're just a fucking kind of pain in the ass, but you're persistent. Whatever, that's kind of how it works. But then there's when you are, like, swimming in the... in that territory where you're just a gnat on someone's shoulder. Like, get the fuck away from me. You
right.
don't want that either.
No.
And that chick is, that's where she lives. And then when she was typing to Will on LinkedIn, which is a professional site, and
yeah.
she's using shorthand, like writing the letter U instead of spelling it out.
Okay. I hate that.
Yeah. Maybe I don't even like it in text,
but
if you're doing it on LinkedIn, trying to get a job that you want money for, it's probably not the move. You probably want to just take the extra, I don't know, 0.00004 seconds and write the other two letters.
Yep. You could go back through all my texts. I don't think I've ever used the word.
I don't either.
I don't do that.
No, I don't shorthand it. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it looks on dating profiles.
Nope.
I'm like, unless it's a tweet and you have limited characters, like that's
yeah.
the only way that I can maybe mm-hmm. justify it. But other than that, no. So this person is just so fucking annoying. And we went through my history with her and I had forgotten that she's actually trying to fuck me.
Oh.
I forgot that back in 2016, she was trying to fuck me. Because one time we had a 10-minute conversation and that 10-minute conversation led to 3 years of discourse via Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
And I had forgotten that I had those feelings like, oh, this person's trying to fuck me. Like, I forgot about that
like,
for some
like
reason.
Literally?
Well, she thanked me for a conversation that we had. We had like a 10-minute conversation one time. I was doing something in like the production room.
Okay.
And she came in and she asked me a question. We just started talking. And she was asking me like advice on stuff at the time. And I remember it was my first year that like I had been at the Bone for like 4 months.
Okay.
But I was on the air. So she's like, how do you do make it? I'm like, how did I make $10 an hour taking mm-hmm. phone calls? Then I'm barely on a mic. Oh, that's how I did it. And she, I don't know. So clearly she doesn't have a lot of friends. Here's the archetype of person she is. She is a weird white person of color. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I was wondering. Okay.
A weird white person of color is someone who is a person of color, but they identify as a weird white person.
Yeah.
You might see this person at Comic-Con. You might see this person doing a lot of gaming.
No, no. You might see them at Comic-Con.
Right, because I've been twice. God, I can't believe I've been twice. It's embarrassing. It really is. It's, you know, I've had a lot of regrets. That's both of them, you know, is going to Comic-Con twice.
I've had a lot of regrets. That's both of them.
I fucking went once, and then I went again. And guess what, guys? The first time, I dressed up.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't have any face paint or anything. I did Laura Croft, which is probably the coolest thing you could do.
Yeah,
it wasn't like I was a fucking Sailor Moon or some bullshit. But I was Laura Croft. I kind of got that look. I'm like, you know, kind of low key hot. Sort of. I have like big tits and tiny waist. You know, so I fit the bill.
Of course.
Anyways, don't contest. Don't contest me. Chat,
like
shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah,
and then I went again. It was at the time when I'm still like this, but. It was easier at the Bone to try to finagle free shit, you know?
Yeah, because there was more of it?
Yeah, yeah. It was just kind of floating around, and I was able to just be like, oh, the Bone, this, that, the other, whatever. So I was just trying to get free concert tickets, free this, mm-hmm. free access to everything, because I was just trying to flex. The ends didn't justify the means. I'm really upset that I went and wasted. I'll never get those, you know, four hours back.
Someone asked me yesterday, oh, man, you must get like every concert ticket around, all these event tickets. I'm like, Renaissance Festival.
Ew, the real Renaissance Festival. Yeah, and now I feel like even the things I want to go to, like I wanted to go to Sunset, now they're making me jump through all these fucking hoops.
Yeah.
They're like, can you send us audio? Nope, I'd rather not go. I just want to say, hey, can I get some press passes? And they go, yeah! And that's in my mind, that's how it works. But obviously, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't. But anyways, so I'm talking to this chick, and we have maybe, I see her three times in my real life, and most of it is just in transition, like she's coming in to do a shift and I'm leaving from. But one time we had a 10-minute conversation, and then she started hitting me up on Facebook every now and again for, what is that, 2016? So 5 years now. Hmm. And I forgot because she's so... inconsequential, that's a harsh word, but it's true. She's mm-hmm. so inconsequential in my life that I forgot she's trying to fuck me. She, because she started a few of the interactions with, hey, sweetie.
Mm.
I don't even say that to my best girlfriend. I'll say, hey, lady. Hey, bitch. Hey, girl. Hey,
sure.
Just hey.
Yep.
Hey. I don't say, hey, sweetie. I've said, hey, sweetie to maybe like the two people I dated in my life that for real.
Okay.
Maybe not even them. So I don't say, hey,
yeah,
sweetie to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Yeah, so it's like, hey, babe. She almost hey, babe.
Go,
me.
Babe.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Babe is out and choking goats right now.
Yeah.
But she hey, sweetie'd me, and I think I just went like, hey. And I think I put an exclamation point, but I really wanted to put a question mark. Like, hey, what the fuck? And I remember being weirded out by that, but Will and I went through the history, and I was like, oh, she's trying to fuck me. And then I didn't see her or think about her for 3 years, and then she invited me to her birthday party.
What?
Yeah, dude, we're talking about a weird white person
of
color.
Was it a party or a hang?
I don't know, but she said she wanted to go get drinks. And I remember being like, absolutely fucking hell no. I don't know you. I feel like you're going to kill me. I think you want to fuck me. I think you're going to like Jeffrey Dahmer me. I don't know what you're into, but I'm not going. So I didn't go. And then I think she told me that like nobody showed up. And I'm pretty sure I was the only person she invited.
Probably.
You know, she doesn't have friends. And Will asked me, he's like, well, you know, what do you think this person's IQ is? And I said, I think if I were to venture a guess, I don't know. I think her IQ is probably average or just under average. But I think her EQ is like two standard deviations below the mean. So she might be on a spectrum, undiagnosed. So it's fair game. And I want to bring her on the podcast because she's been bugging literally everybody in my orbit, including you, because I sent you her shit.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, and then when Blitz didn't get back to her, she gets back to me, and I just go, if he didn't get to you, he doesn't want you, so mm-hmm. leave me alone. She's not listening to the show because she doesn't know anything and whatever. And I almost wanted to be like, listen, you don't want to work here. Trust me. Trust me, you don't want to work here. You do not have the mental fortitude an emotional fortitude to wait until the car ride home to cry. You don't have that ability. I do.
It takes a lot.
And sometimes don't even make it to the car. Yeah. Sometimes I have to run out of a room, like I did with Seth, and run to my car and then cry all the way home and then 4 hours at home. And then I text Bubba and he gets back to me, but he's pilled up on a grater and he doesn't know what he's saying. And then I feel like I'm going to get fired.
Isn't that like most corporate jobs?
Yeah. I swear to God. Well, I'm not going to say this on the air. I'll just allude to it. But like the conversations that we have to have to like deal with shit. Things were like, listen, I accidentally did the YouTube with the basketball kick. You know, how am I going to, the screenshot express, how are we going to get around the screenshot? You know, that sort of shit. It just makes me laugh. I see your phone call. I will take it in a second. So yeah, I think we might be having a guest on that podcast.
That'll be good.
To really illuminate. And then Will said to her, well, why don't you, and went out of his way to be like, well, why don't you contact so-and-so at the Bone? They're looking for promo people. And she just said, oh, I have a bulge disc. I can't do promo. I'm like, really? Because a lot of it's just handing out stickers. So
those, I mean, they can get heavy.
Those stickers can get heavy. So yeah, that should be interesting to see how that plays out. But I was like, Will, who doesn't have a bulge disc? He's like, I know. It's ridiculous.
No kidding.
And I don't know why she's asking anybody at the Bone for a job because she was fired. I went into the archives.
That's what I was wondering. I thought she like was with them at one point.
She was. And then after, she couldn't have been there more than 6 months because I remember it was like shortly after I started, she started. And then she was suddenly gone. And she, I remember she gave me this whole thing. She's like, I just want to let you know what happened. And I'm like, I've seen you twice. I don't care.
There's a girl on her Instagram feed that like literally I thought was like one of my ex-girlfriends.
On that girl, you know, are you looking her up now?
Yeah. I was looking at it earlier.
She has an Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was just Facebook Jones.
I mean, it's her, but
yeah.
But this chick, like,
looks like your ex.
Like, oh my God, I thought it was my ex, like for real.
Yeah, that'd be that's frightening if your ex was friends with this person.
Mm-hmm.
She gives me school shooter vibes.
Yeah, I can.
Which
see
is unusual for a person of color to give you school shooter vibes, but this chick, I, again, met her like 3 times. Just very, needy and aloof at the same time. If
is
that
she
even fucking makes
at all?
Sense. I don't know. I don't know her. No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't think so. But she is like, gets needy, but is also like, do you know when you look at someone and you just feel like they have like the 1,000-yard stare? Mm-hmm. Like they're just not all there. And you just feel like there's some screws missing in there.
Yeah, it's called a mirror.
Right, thanks.
For me, I meant.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's rude. But yeah, so she's like really needy, but also like really unattached. I know that's polar opposites. It's hard to explain, but she's just like not fully engaged and she has no insight. That's what I'm trying to say. She has no insight.
Okay.
But she's very needy because like she's the guy. She is, ladies, know what I'm talking about. A guy is nice to you, or sorry, you're nice to a guy and they're like, oh, she wants to fuck me. And you're like, no, I'm just not trying to be a cunt. I'm just being nice to you.
Isn't that most guys?
It's most guys. She's most guys. Yeah. She's most guys. But yeah, the person who really doesn't get it.
Sure.
Like you go up to some chick and you're like, hey, and she's like, hi. Like obviously, clearly like fear in her face.
She said hi to me.
She said hi. She didn't tell me to go fuck myself. So she wants to fuck me and I'm going to talk to her all night and arrest all her time and hijack her conversation and her night.
Mm-hmm.
That's her, which is unusual for women because I think that autism... could be wrong. I could be making this up. I think it's a sex-linked trait, right? So it's more common in males because they only have one X, whereas women have two Xs.
Yeah, I think it's more common.
Like, I think muscular dystrophy, color blindness. I want to say autism is sex-linked where it's on
more
the
males.
X chromosome.
Yeah.
Because with women, we got two. So if one fails, we got, you know, a good backup. Mm-hmm. But so for you to have, like, severe autism as a female is pretty unusual. I know there's a few in Australia we've seen, but for the most part,
oh god,
season 2 is coming out, right?
I hope so.
Didn't you? I thought you told me that.
Well, a year ago they said they were making it.
Yeah, well, fucking COVID ruined that show. If you haven't seen Love on the Spectrum, it's on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's really phenomenal. I feel like I'm going to turn into Michael one day. Like I'm just going to become obsessed with finding a partner. And that's just going to be my entire existence.
We are going to get married. And...
I'm going to find a wife. I want to find a wife. And
with
I
your
felt
suit.
You got to see the show. There's a guy named Michael. He's the best. And he has autism, but he's super serious about finding a wife. And the whole show is like a dating show, but for people with autism. And it's really interesting because...
It really is.
Like I said, when I was in Michigan, I was tutoring I'm saying a boy, but it was a man with autism. Mm-hmm. After 18, they don't give a fuck about you. And it's really sad because it's not like your autism evaporates at 18. Mm-hmm. So now you're just an adult with autism. Now, instead of being like, oh, this kid with a problem, you're just like a weirdo adult. And right. You have to try to live in this world that wasn't made for you, and you need friends, but you don't know how to make them. You don't know how to keep them. So what they do with the show is they pair autistic people with each other, but it's a spectrum. What's what?
1 week ago, Netflix posted Love on the Spectrum season 2 official trailer.
Ah! Can we pull it up?
Yeah. So just type that in Google. It's the first thing that came up.
Stand by.
Oh.
Is it this? I hope it's the same characters. Let's see.
I don't know. I just literally typed that in, and it's there from 1 week ago. Yes.
Let's see what's going on. Give it to me. Baby. Nice and slow.
Do you see it?
It's taking a while to load. It's the building. It's not me. Official trailer season 2 Love on the Spectrum. Yes. Click. I'm clicking. I'm clicking again.
Put it on the other screen.
Okay. Yep. Slow. Guys, I'm telling you.
It is going really slow, by the way.
I am. It's not me. No, I know you think I'm slow, but.
Well, you are, but it's actually not you this time.
Mm. Mm. People are so excited for it. It's got almost 48,000 views.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Michael!
That's Michael right there.
No.
This is series 2 of Love on the Spectrum.
My dating history. What?
I've never been on a date before.
We all want our happily ever after, but it's more complex than that.
Autism is as diverse in people's need for support from others as it is in its presentation itself.
You can't see my brain, and it's my brain that's different. I'm just a bit nervous.
What if everything's wonderful?
That would be scary.
That scares you too.
That does scare me.
Perfect. I've got to fix this up.
Love is the most chaotic force.
Winter is coming.
I'm ready.
I saw you on the show and I was like, I'm going to get along with him. He's a really nice person.
For someone to love me for who I am, I never thought that would happen, like, ever.
My heart's fluttering at the moment.
Mine. When I first saw her, I was like, whoa, I like her a lot.
Very pretty.
I think maybe he likes me because he
Wait, hold
he
on.
Touched my hair.
Could you imagine, like, not only do you have autism, but, like, you're gay on top of that? Like, how to navigate that? I mean, being gay and just, you know, a normal gay person is already probably complicated enough when you're going through puberty and you're mm-hmm. trying to learn, like, oh, I'm a little bit different. But then add autism and then other... It's just incredible. So I'm really glad the show exists, is all I have to say.
People have so many misconceptions about people on the spectrum.
We're just like everyone else.
Well,
my first vow is to continue to love you for who you are. I vow to respect and understand you, for autism is beautiful and you are autistic. I vow to keep making vows until we die, for we are special and worth it.
And by the way, I am planning to give her a kiss. Not on the lips, that's too early.
Aww.
When does it come out?
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
September 21st!
Oh, what?
It's like 3 weeks away. Beautiful. All right. I know what I'm doing.
Yep. Watch party.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a great show. So you guys should check it out. And then you can catch up on the first season. I think there's only like 6 episodes or something.
Quick. Yeah,
it's pretty quick watch. Quick watch.
It's a pretty quick watch.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first one, I remember the girl who's now going out with one of the guys went out with another girl. And it's just, it's
a lot
pretty
of the
crazy.
Same people.
It's pretty crazy. I do feel like I feel so bad for them just because a lot of them look like normal on the outside, but then you start talking to them and you go, oh, something's not right. Something's not right. But what's funny, what I like is when, because obviously it's on a spectrum. Mm-hmm. So you have some people who are higher on the spectrum and then they go with someone lower on the spectrum and then they're like, what a weirdo. Yeah. That happened a couple times in the last season. This one was like, he's a little like, she was like rolling her eyes. And I'm like, that is awesome.
Yep.
That is great. All right, let's take a phone call. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Louis Three on Twitch.
Hi, Louis Three. What's going on?
Hey, not much. Questions for Blitz.
What's
about
up?
Coinbase.
Okay.
Your opinion, Blitz, when you trade or exchange crypto for crypto, you're technically not selling, so shouldn't have to pay any taxes on that, correct? Gray area?
It's gray area. And,
right?
And plus, here's my thing, too, is how do they know that the, like, okay, let's say you buy 10 Bitcoin. Well, that's a lot, but let's just say you buy 10.
Yep.
And then 9 months later, or no, a year and a half, or every month you buy a coin. You buy one coin a month. Well, some of your coins you've bought more than a year ago. Some of them you haven't. When you go to sell them, how do they know which ones you're selling or not?
Right, right.
Whether it's been a year or not.
Well, and I'm saying just exchanging, you know, say you're up 20% on one, one's down 20%. You exchange Bitcoin for Ethereum. Then you exchange Ethereum back to Bitcoin when one's up, one's down.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, hey, and I tried to call the show this morning regarding the Afghan refugees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm from the Thumb of Michigan, and I know since Anna's a Michigander, she knows exactly where that's at.
Detroit or?
Caseville.
I don't even know where that is.
North of Detroit, 3 hours. So you take your thumb when you're in Michigan on the tip of the thumbnail.
Okay. All right, so how far is that from Detroit? Like an hour or so?
Two and a half to 3 hours.
I said 3 hours.
I didn't hear.
So there was a foundry that employed maybe 1,000 people.
Yeah.
They couldn't find enough workers. A couple years ago, that hurricane came through Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
They had the bright idea. They got a big grant from the government to bring a couple hundred Puerto Ricans up to work. About half of them showed up maybe the first day of work.
Okay, that's good.
The other half, hey, we're in the United States.
Well, Puerto Rico's the United States, but mainland,
They got to Michigan, and they just took off. And within 3 to 4 months, nobody showed up for work again.
Uh-huh.
They can't find them. 11-6 up.
How many? You said a few hundred?
Probably 200 to 300.
Okay, that's not terrible.
They got a free ride to America. No consequences. They got free room and board. The crime went up. Got a bunch of chicks pregnant. They'd run a bar tab up in the bar. Wouldn't pay the bar tab.
Right.
Selling drugs. You know the scenario. It's not going to be good at all. But.
Yeah, but, and I was talking to Blitz about this too. Okay, forget about the Puerto Ricans, but in terms of like the Afghans that helped us some for 20 years, what the fuck do you do? And people are like, well, you think all of them are going to assimilate? You think there's not going to be any bad apples? No, of course there are going to be bad apples. Of course. With 120,000 people, you're bound to have a few assholes. Of course. What do? You just fucking say, well, there might be a few assholes, so we're not going to take anybody. And again, these aren't just random refugees from Sudan or Thailand or North Korea or anything like that. I mean, these people have been helping the United States achieve their goals, which, you know, were stupid from the get. Yeah. What the fuck do you do?
Goals, right?
What the fuck do you do? You just leave. Maybe we shouldn't have gone there in the fucking first place, and then we wouldn't have to be bringing everybody over here now. You know, I don't know what people want to do, and it's a different situation than what's going on at the southern border, because people are throwing immigrants together, and they're just kind of like piling them up and say, well, you know, we can't let these Afghans in because they're letting people at the south border. We should, that border should be fucking closed, you know, and if you find somebody sneaking over, you deport them. That's how that should go, because that's illegal, because it's illegal immigration. I feel bad for all these people who are escaping, you know, people in El Salvador, the gangs. It's fucking terrible. It's a terrible existence. But but America can't help everybody. But we should give priority to people who are fucking helping us. I know Bubba was talking about, like, well, they're going to come in and how are they going to assimilate? They've been fucking helping Americans for two decades, some of them, with intel, with, language barriers, with just information, with the terrain and helping them navigate the landscape. Like, what are you just going to tell those people after 2 decades of helping us to go fuck yourself? You can't. That's such a fucking bad look. You can't do that. Because we're guess what America does? We like to invade places. And like Blitz was saying earlier, we can't go into another country and say, hey, will you guys help us out? We'll help you out. And everyone's going to go, well, fuck you. Because we saw what you did to the Afghans.
We know what you guys do.
You got to follow through. So, you know, it's not like we're helping all of the entire civilian population of Afghanistan. These are people who have direct ties to helping the U.S. military do what they I was going to say needed to do, what they wanted to do, what the mission was, whatever. Are some of these, you know, pedophile goat herders? Yeah! But they were helping the Americans because they're fighting the Taliban. I don't know what you want me to do. So, yes, we should bring those people over because we fucking owe it to them because they helped us for 20 years. The least we could do is bring them here and save their fucking lives. Sorry. Yep. But anyway, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take that on you. Thank you for being nice to me. Okay.
That's right. But love the show, guys.
Thanks, Lou.
Blitz been listening since about 06, 07 here in Michigan.
Awesome.
So, Anna, you do a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Anna's Law, I guess I should say. Anna's Law.
Oh.
So, all right. Well, hey, I'm heading. I'm going to Canada. I got to go through customs here in U.S. Canada border. So have yourself a fine day.
All right. You too. Sorry I yelled at you. Didn't mean to. Love you. Anna's Law. God. Sorry. Makes me sad.
Punchline ruiner.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I get excited. And sometimes Kevin does repeat stories, so I'm like, oh, yeah, the time when you're about Kamala, and he's like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stop doing that.
And he doesn't cuss very often, but he often will say, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And he's talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start taking a little bit more of a backseat with Rock, though. I feel like that's been getting a little too contentious where it's not fun anymore. You know. And I feel like he, how do you say, he fucking hates me. He does, doesn't he? I know he talks to you privately.
Nah.
You averted eye contact. I don't even need you to say any words. He was looking right at me, folks, and Blitz went like, oh, he doesn't hate you. It's all good. Really?
Hate's a strong word, and I think you nailed
Christians
it.
Don't hate it, except for Rock, and except when it comes to me. I feel bad. We do get into it.
No, he doesn't hate you.
No, but he like, severe, what's the next level up? Doesn't hate, but he, like, no thanks. Like, fucking no thanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Just sit here and just let him...
The show ends and that motherfucker is out.
Yeah, he does not play. We don't play. And then, you know, when I start talking, it's not okay. But if he wants to talk about his dating life and his blog, then, you know, it's fine. Anyways, we can move on. I have no gripes about that.
You need to take a break.
You are about to be Bubba's nutritionalist, as he says.
We need to take a break.
We do need to take a break, and we'll talk about Bubba being his nutritionalist when we return. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Thank you for sticking with us through the break. We have to take a break for, like, recording purposes.
Yes.
Right. So we're not just trying to be assholes. I could have held it another 20, but...
Yeah, we have to take a break.
We do have to take a break. Just makes it easier for editing and all that sort of jazz. So that is why we're not going straight through. We were running through some ideas on the way out for Bubba's new journey to health, fitness, and...
some health foods?
Yeah, just a healthier life. Sounds like he wants to drop a pound or 80, you know, so... Mm-hmm.
No problem, I can do that.
Nobody knows better than someone who's done it and done it recently. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the perfect person. You don't want someone who's already fit. I mean, you are fit now, but someone who has, like, always been fit, but someone who knows the struggle is the best person because they can do it step by step and they go, yeah, I know, but this is just what you got to do. And often, and I don't mean this in an insulting way, but if you see someone lose 110 pounds, you go, well, if they did it, I can do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Not that you and Bubba are the same, and it sounds like maybe you have, like, a smidge more discipline than he does.
Okay.
And hair.
No, I don't. I don't have that much hair.
But it's going to be good. So you're going to get an extra $200 a month. So can I ask what it would, you know, what that includes? Does that mean you're going to buy his food, or does that mean that you just feed him like this with chainmail?
He's not. Oh, he's a great white now. That's right.
Yeah, he is. He's not on the reef. He's not a black
tip. I don't need chainmail. I need a fucking a whole cage. I need a shark cage.
Yeah, you need a whole armor set. But so what does that include exactly? Do you even
know? I don't
know?
Fucking know.
Because you're a nutritionalist, which is a thing apparently. Not a dietitian or a nutritionist.
A nutritionalist.
A nutritionalist.
Yeah, that made me laugh as well.
Yeah. Listen, don't cowtail to whatever he tells you to do. When Bubba uses words like that. I love the fact that Bubba just says words that aren't words and just passes it off. He doesn't even fucking flinch. Nope. I appreciate that. Like, one day he's trying to say, like, minute or finite or something, and he said finute, and he's like, yeah, it's like a finite amount. And I just went like, huh? Because I started to doubt myself.
Yep.
I'm like, is that a fucking word?
He says it with such conviction. You're like,
yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, maybe I'm Renaissance. That happens a lot around here with people you wouldn't expect. People you think are super fucking smart.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I thought you were super smart. And then I go, am I missing something? And then you just get into this vortex where you're like, what was that experiment that they did in like the 70s? Ash something with the line, like they'd say it would be like a bunch of whatever lines, and they say which one matches this length, and everybody in the room was in on it except one person, and they bring in like five people.
Oh, okay.
And it was
they
about it was about conformity.
Yeah.
So then, like, participant A, who's really in on it, says like, oh, that line matches line B, mm-hmm. And then the person who's really there is like, no, it fucking doesn't.
Right.
What's going on?
But they would all go around and say that.
Yeah, and at first they would kind of question it, and then they would just be like, I guess I'm whatever.
Yeah. I actually had, so recently I was hanging out with a couple of friends, and I had the same thing happen. I was like, they were just saying stuff, and I'm like, man, I thought.
Oh, Solomon Ash? Ash conformity experience.
I thought you guys were like super smart, and they were just saying some shit, and I'm like, maybe it's me, but you guys are fucking mm-hmm. like. Dumb?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of where I am sometimes. Not so much with Bubba, because I'm like, I think I have enough confidence. But when it's someone who you respect for their intelligence, and they start saying really dumb shit, or they're not making a connection, mm-hmm. and then you just go in a hole, because you go,
I have another friend that I thought I respected.
Yeah.
And then I started talking to her, and she actually might be Renaissance.
Is it me? Are you going to say something dumb that I did?
Shit. Oh, shit.
Is it the going Dutch? Is it because I didn't know what an angel investor it was?
Chassis?
Maybe we should just take a call. Hello. Please save me from this.
Please be Gary.
Embarrassing. Hello. Oh, I know why you're not on.
Because you're a Renaissance. That's why.
Hi, who's this?
Ashley.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Daunting.
Oh, Trickney.
Trickney.
Not Ashley, Trickney.
Ashley with the Trickney. Yep, that's me. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good. I was just calling because I don't know if you've talked about this or whatever, but Netflix just released a new documentary called Turning Point, and it's about 9/11 and the war on terror. And I've pretty much watched everything when it comes to 9/11 because I just think there's so many things, like, you know, that go
You're
into
it. You're a 9/11 enthusiast. You're
really
enthusiastic about 9/11. I get it.
I'm interested in how, whatever.
You love 9/11. You have 9/11 parties. You have 9/11 themed parties.
Anna.
You like thermite paint.
Turn on me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyways, it's five episodes. I just figured I would let you know.
Okay. I'm definitely watching it. You know I am. Yeah. I didn't even know it was on. I haven't watched anything in like 5 days. I've been really busy, but I will have some time this weekend, so I'll get 9/11 deep.
Just putting it out there.
Thank you. What is it called again?
Turning Point.
Turning Point. Okay.
Turning Point, yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashley. Have a good weekend.
Love you. You know I love you.
Bye.
I love you. I need to watch that. I need to watch Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to finish Startup because I got to episode one of season three. For some reason, it just wasn't as compelling. And I kind of fell off a little bit. So I got to get
back on. 5 minutes of that.
Of Startup?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, I was pretty much hooked right away. It was pretty fucking good. But now I need to get back on the horse for that. But Blitz is now a nutritionalist, and he is open for business.
Yes.
So if you have any questions about diet, nutrition,
what's the over under on him following this, or what do you think will happen?
Because
it starts Tuesday. Because we don't want to start. We don't want to start too early.
Oh, about right, and we were talking a little bit about during the break.
No, we weren't.
No, we weren't. No, we weren't. Thank you for stopping me. I get excited. No, we weren't. We'll just leave it at that.
We didn't say a word to each other.
Do I think that he's going to follow through?
No, I mean, that wasn't... The question is, when's he going to fall off the rails?
How? I mean, I don't think he makes it to Wednesday, to be honest with you.
That's kind of what I told Tyler.
Yeah, but I think it would be good. I'd love to see him just... Because here's the thing. Like, once you start seeing even the tiniest bit of results... You're fucking good.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah, just that. All you need is that first bit of momentum, and it's fucking game over. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's easy after that.
Yep.
But you just have to, what you have to do is, like, you've convinced yourself, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, that, like, I can't do it. I've tried everything. It doesn't work.
Yep.
You know, my genetics, I'm too old. But I had a girl tell me this when I was at Siesta Key. She's a year younger than me. And she's pretty old. She's 33, and she is not fat by any means. She's she's never been in shape, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
but she's not fat at all. But she's out of shape. She's not athletic at all. Doesn't have an athletic bone in her body. And she was saying that she wanted to, like, tone up, and she just basically told me that, you know, she just thinks she missed the mark, and she's too old, and. I said to her, and I'm a year older than her, fucking shred city, and I just said, you can completely change the game around in 2 months. I was like, if you were to follow what I told you to do in 2 months, change the fucking game. I'd be like, you could pretty much, because, I mean, I looked at her body, she could probably get full potential in 4, but you would see significant results in 2.
Okay, what did you tell her to do?
I said, I'd have to look at what she was eating.
Okay.
And then I go, you got to start, like, weight training and move the body a little bit, you know?
No.
It's not so much, she needs to, here's the thing. Everybody, by the way, cardio is like cardio. If you're fucking moving around, you get your heart rate high enough, you're fine. Doesn't matter if you're doing jumping jacks, running, lifting weights, whatever it is, you got to get that heart rate up to start burning those fucking calories. By the way, I thought of you yesterday when I was lifting weights and I was sweating my ass off and I was like, I'm not burning any calories because I'm losing weight.
Do me a favor. Look it up sometime.
It's not that you're burning zero calories.
I never
said
insane.
That. Yes, you did. At first, you did. Listen back to the tape, bitch.
I never said zero calories.
Yes, you're like, you said you don't burn any calories, is what you said.
Yeah. But hold on. Bitch, I say that. Like when you say, oh, well, everybody does
don't
this.
Bring this.
It doesn't mean
to me.
Everybody.
We're talking about you.
It means fucking most people.
All right, sorry.
You burn. Few people think that, like, working out, you actually, I'm sorry, lifting weights, people think that actually burns a lot of calories. It does not.
the way I burnt, the way that I lift weights fucking does.
I'd love to see you lift weights. You're probably a real Renaissance fucking weightlifter.
Shut the fuck
twirling
up.
The fucking bar around.
Yeah,
and
I'm doing,
shit.
I'm doing baton twirls, bitch.
Yeah.
With a 2-pound dumbbell. Fuck off.
I bet you do.
Maybe a little bit. Working on my, you know, my shit. Listen, you got to start just moving the body and you got to eat right. And I was telling her, I'm like, dude, it's 80%, 85% in the kitchen. Hate to say that. People, abs are built in the kitchen. It's fucking true.
It is absolutely true.
Doesn't matter
true.
How many goddamn sit-ups you do or how long you run or whatever. If you're eating like shit, you're not going to see any results or, you know, limited.
Absolutely.
You know, unless you're goddamn Michael Phelps and you're in a pool for 12 hours a day, which most of us, all of us are not. So... But I told her, I'm like, I was like, you, because she didn't, what you got to do is you got to convince people that it's fucking possible. You know what I mean? And I was trying to tell her, I'm like, listen, girlfriend.
Well, I'm not going to say the guy's screen name, but you're right.
What?
Compared to actually doing cardio, you don't burn many calories lifting. Of course you don't. Anybody looked it up would know that.
Here's the thing. There's so many fucking variables involved.
Of course.
If you're lifting heavy, how long? If you're taking an hour break between sets, obviously not. You're like, I might not make any progress. But if you're going fast, if you're going hard, if you're getting that heart rate up, if you're slowing down your reps so that you're not just like bouncing around and you're really working on that mind-muscle connection, you're burning fucking calories. Versus like if you could be doing cardio and taking like a step a minute. Like there's so many things you have to take into consideration before you just paint with such a broad fucking brush. But anywho,
like
you
Bob
turn
Ross.
It around.
Like
now,
Bob Ross.
Like Bob Ross. Watch the, what is it called? Happy Mistakes?
Yes.
All right. So Bubba, over under. What do you think? He just needs to see some progress.
Tuesday night, he will be cheating. Now, he won't be truthful, I don't think, about it.
So what? Let's get into the mind of Bubba, which is a dark, scary place to be.
Okay.
It's a vortex of just, you know, it's just a mess in there. But what do you think would motivate him? Like, what is it that you think you could do? Maybe not even something you could say. Like, would it be, is it
there
money?
Really isn't. No, because he was offered $6,000 or whatever
right.
to lose weight.
That's fucking right.
Motherfucker,
God damn
man.
It.
I wish I would have gotten on that train.
There's
websites that, like, you can bet against yourself to lose weight, and then you got to go to a place to weigh in or whatever.
Oh, like, okay, prop betting. And
yeah, but, like, it's, like, a popular online site. Like, I wish I would have done that, man. I could have cleaned
Here's
up.
Here's the thing, though. It's, like, he got... You know, he got COVID twice, and that didn't really get him to get the vaccine.
Once,
whatever. You know, and then the thing, you know, his friend passed away, and then he went and got the vaccine. Like, that motivated him.
Mm-hmm.
What would be even better than getting a vaccine is losing, like, 80-100 pounds.
I completely agree.
Yeah. Some guy got in trouble for saying that, by the way. Pull this up. Some guy who works Sweet Green. Is that even a fucking thing?
Never heard of it.
He's a CEO of Sweet Green. He's been criticized after connecting the pandemic to unhealthy eating. So he's stating facts and people got mad.
Duh.
Hey, that's rude. Sweet Green CEO criticized after connecting the pandemic to unhealthy eating, and he's being labeled as incredibly fat phobic. Vaccines, that's just facts. I said facts, not fats. Vaccines and masks won't save us from the pandemic, Jonathan Newman wrote, but the Sweet Green CEO has a solution, outlaw junk food. Okay, I wouldn't go that far, Hitler, but, I mean, he's right.
If people want to eat whatever they want, I don't care.
Absolutely. He says he, whose chain of 100-plus restaurants is Sweet Green, that's not Sweet Tomatoes, that's different.
No, they're bankrupt.
Sweet Tomatoes is done.
Oh,
completely.
Yeah.
I know that they closed a few locations, I didn't know the whole franchise was over.
They be done.
Like, weird. But like,
yeah, because it was one of my favorite places to eat, and I still got like $80 in gift cards to that motherfucking place, and they closed.
But places like Golden Corral are still. So it's not the buffet; it's the healthy buffet.
Well,
even though it had the ice cream bar and stuff,
they must have been in trouble because like as soon as the pandemic hit, they were like, "We're done." Like they really
they booked
closed.
It.
Yeah, they
so
closed
they were
quick.
They got Megyn Kelly'd by COVID.
Yeah,
they were on
but
the
like,
way
there's
out.
Some there's still some Golden Corrals that are not open right now.
Oh, okay. I thought the buffet was over. I thought that was going to be a thing of the past, like the handshake, which is totally not, by the way.
Golden Corral should be over because it's fucking gross.
I've never been to one.
I
didn't even know
times.
What it was.
It's
is
so
it
gross.
Just a, is it a Southeast thing? Are the goats getting choked out again?
No, I hear someone messing with the freezer.
Throw the cake away.
They are.
They are?
I'm pretty sure it's a freezer. hear it?
Yeah, I do. God damn it. I was going to eat that cake. I made Lummy an ice cream cake for his birthday, and they think it went bad. But guess what? You can. There's ice cream that's been in there longer that no one has a problem with that. But Bubba ate a quarter of the cake, probably about 8,000 calories, and then he got sick. Dude, we
That's
need,
what game code with the second time, remember?
We need a video, Action Jackson, not to throw you under the bus with more work, but it would be so funny to get, like, while he was eating the cake and talking about how good it was, and then fast forward, like, 3 minutes when he's throwing up, and have those, like, side by side. That'd be really funny. It says here, Newman, whose chain of 100-plus restaurants sells salads for $10 to $15 a pop, published a LinkedIn post Tuesday suggesting that obesity is the root cause of health problems, including severe coronavirus infections.
How is salad a root?
What?
How is salad a root?
A root.
It's a root cause? How the hell is a salad a root?
78% of hospitalizations due to COVID are obese and overweight people. Is there an underlying problem that perhaps we have not given enough attention to? That seems pretty reasonable enough. Newman concluded that COVID will be around for the foreseeable future, and therefore people have to find a way to coexist with the virus. And he's saying, maybe not get the vaccine. We cannot run away from it, and no vaccine nor mask will save us, in full disclosure. I am vaccinated and support others who get vaccinated. But he's saying that we have a health crisis in this country, and no, it's not just about COVID. I hate to say I agree with the motherfucker, but he's making some points.
Yeah.
Some points people don't want to hear.
I mean, you kind of scoffed when I said this the other day, but for real, like, the whole COVID thing was, that's part of the reason why I, like,
2%.
Got in shape.
No
yeah,
way.
It was a small percentage, but still,
no more
it was
than
part
2%.
Of it.
No more than 2%. It's vanity. Let's be real. And that's what that's even to this day.
No,
I'm
you're wrong though.
I'm concerned about longevity, but vanity will always be number one. You just want to, you know. Here's the thing: like you really do feel better from. And this sounds so trite and lame, but you really do feel better from the inside out when you're like looking your best. You just feel like tight and right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you didn't eat 18 pieces of pizza like I did, and then you go home and you just immediately fall. You're like, how did I consume so much energy and I have none?
I literally like walked around like the table for a minute and stuff and came back and I was like, where the fuck did all the pizza go?
In my tummy. I ate it all.
It was good.
It was so fucking good. That veggie Bondi or whatever pizza.
Bodai veggie or something?
Whatever. Booba pizza. Whatever the fuck it was called. It was mm-hmm. fucking great.
It's funny. I like meat, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like veggie pizza is probably one of my favorite. That or Hawaiian pizza.
I just like the crunch of the veggies, you know?
Yeah.
It's just good, and then you feel like you're getting a salad. You know who Marcello is, right?
Yeah.
He owns Gennaro's on the beach mm-hmm. in St. Pete Beach, and I don't know. I mean, it's probably a thing, but I'd never seen anyone do it before. He had a salad pizza.
Okay.
So it was literally a pizza, obviously, and then he would put like, I don't know if it was like Caesar salad or like a green salad or a Greek salad or something like that on top of it. And mm-hmm. at first it like looked really weird.
It doesn't sound good.
Dude, it is fucking fire.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't sound good.
Yes, but something with like the Greek salad dressing on like with the pizza, just those that flavor combination was okay. Just money. So goddamn good.
I mean,
good.
I just would think like the heat and stuff would like wilt the lettuce.
No, you put the salad on after you put it in the oven, motherfucker.
Well, no shit, but the pizza's still hot.
Yeah, I know, but it's like this good contrast. It's like kind of like a little cold and crunchy, and then you got the soft cheese. It was just really good, okay? Look right. it up. It's a fucking thing, and it's a good thing, okay? And then you get your greens, and you feel less
yeah,
bad.
I'll look it up.
Look it up.
And then when I eat, I'll have to lift a bunch of weights to burn some calories.
Shut the fuck up. It'll sculpt your body in a nice way. Do it. And listen, you shouldn't just be lifting weights or just doing cardio. You should do everything. Get in there, folks. I'm sorry about the late start. That wasn't completely my fault. Yes,
no,
I did need a snack.
We had a staff meeting.
We did have a staff meeting. Okay, there's going to be some changes around here. I'm still employed, so thank God. That's
barely.
Not how it ended. Barely.
Barely.
Still counts.
Bob Army Grunt, thanks for the bits.
Thank you, Bob Army Grunt.
300, 400, 500, 600 bits or so.
Jesus. Thank you, Bob Army Grunt. I appreciate your support very mm-hmm. much. Thank you to the callers.
Another
thank 400. You. Yeah, 361 people that are listening. I am actually shocked. Yeah, Bob Army Grunt, I see all the bits right now. Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Thank you, Bob Army Grunt.
Have a great weekend. Please be safe. Don't drink and drive. Or if you do, call Kevin. We love you very much.
Bob Army Grunt, more bits.
We will
thank
see
you,
on Tuesday.
Yep, Tuesday.
6 a.m. sharp.
Everyone have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Blitz, thank you so much for all that you do. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. And
thank
bye,
you.
Guys. Bye.